Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances. Whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death, we all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
The countdown is on for the Georgia Senate runoff races. Request your absentee ballot right now. December 7th is the voter registration deadline. So if you have not registered to vote, please register before December 7th, okay? December 14th through the 31st is early voting. And then January 5th, 2021 is Election Day. We are voting for Reverend Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff. Come on, Georgia. We got to do this. Let's go. Part two. We got to do it. All right.
Let's go. Keep going.
Yeah,
Georgia.
We got to. Yeah, we got to finish there. The job. Yeah, we're halfway there. We got to finish the job. That's right, Junior Carla. All right. Time now for today's strawberry letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click submit strawberry letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the strawberry letter with my good friend, Shirley Strawberry.
Oh, you sound so official, Junior.
Yeah.
Thank you. to proceed this crazy letter. Subject, I took my husband to my boyfriend's house. Dear Stephen Shirley, I got caught cheating recently after I took my husband to my boyfriend's house. Okay, well, I like how she got right to it. My husband has accused me of cheating for years, and it's all because of Instagram. I get a lot of attention from random men, and he gets jealous, so I try to delete a lot of my comments before he sees them. Recently, I ran into an old acquaintance that had just moved back home, and he asked if we could keep in touch. I told him it's best to chat with me through DMs because my husband is crazy. He slid into my DMs daily with sweet messages, and then he started begging to see me. So I went to his house for a glass of wine whenever I could. Then we started having sex, and he's a very good lover. Everything was going smoothly until I left my phone on the couch by my husband by mistake one day. My boyfriend sent me a DM, and as I walked back into the room, my husband was reading it. It said, "Call me when you want to drop the stuff off." My husband asked, "What stuff?" I lied and said the message was about donating old winter coats to the less fortunate. My husband's crazy butt paused for a
minute.
My
husband's crazy ass paused for a minute. Go ahead.
Right. Thank you, Steve. Then he went and got two of his old coats and told me to call the dude, get his address, and tell him we're on our way. I couldn't believe it. I called my boyfriend and asked for his address, and he was so confused. My husband drove, and when we got there, my boyfriend came outside. I got so nervous, I started crying, and my husband knew what was up and said, "I knew you didn't bring me over your boyfriend's house." I could not stop crying. We left, and my husband made me get off all social media. I lied and said that nothing sexual happened. How can I regain his trust after this? What?
Man.
Yeah. All right. I think really just, you know, face value, this is another one of those, what do you want Steve and I to do? What do you want us to do now? Yeah, you drove your husband over your boyfriend's house. Come on. You cheated. Although your husband doesn't know the whole truth, you got busted, and now you want help with building your trust back? That's a tall order right there. You should have called us before, okay? Before you went to your boyfriend's house for that glass of wine, okay? That's when you should have written a strawberry letter. But listen, to rebuild the trust, you got to put forth just as much effort or more as you did when you were cheating, okay? You got to let your husband know that you're seriously off social media since that's all he asked you to do. You got to delete everything. And I think you better be glad that your husband didn't leave you altogether, because most husbands do. We talk about this all the time. Men don't take too kindly to their wives cheating. They're very territorial. It's still a double standard. Wives usually take husbands back. But husbands rarely do, okay? And you knew it probably wouldn't go well. That's why you lied to him and told him you guys didn't have sex. So take that info to the grave and hope he never finds out. I say stop seeing this guy. Get yourself together. You got away with it. And you need to just go on with your life, sis, with your husband. Count your blessings, okay? It could have been a lot worse. Steve?
Everything in this letter is stupid to me.
Yes.
Every single thing. It ain't a make sense line in this letter nowhere. I got caught cheating recently after I took my husband to my boyfriend's house. Mm. What?
Yeah.
You did what? See, nothing that you can type after this statement right here is gonna make no sense to me. Mm-hmm. I took my husband to my boyfriend's house. Okay. Now
crazy.
Let me show you why it don't make no damn sense. My husband has accused me of cheating for years, and it's all because of Instagram. So you took your husband to your boyfriend's house. See how that's it? Yeah. I get a lot of attention on random men, and he gets jealous. Mm. So you took your husband to your boyfriend's house.
Right. He's jealous.
I delete a lot of comments before he sees it. Recently, I ran into an old acquaintance. He moved back home and asked if we could keep in touch. I told him it's best to chat with me through DMs because my husband is crazy. But you took his crazy ass over your boyfriend's house.
Hold it right there, Steve.
This
we'll have part two.
Ass letter.
We'll have part two of your response coming up in 23 minutes after. Today's strawberry subject, I took my husband to my boyfriend's house. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject, I took my husband to my boyfriend's house. Woo.
Did you hear that?
I know. It's just crazy. I know.
I got caught cheating recently after I took my husband to my boyfriend's house. What?
Straight crazy.
You did what?
Who does this?
I know. I got caught cheating after I took my husband to my boyfriend's house. Nothing in this letter makes sense, and I'm going to make a statement I've never made on the radio before, ever. In 20
really?
Years of radio, I'm going to make a statement in a minute.
What is this?
My husband has accused me of cheating for years. So you took your husband by your boyfriend's house? I'm just trying to understand this. Uh-huh. I get a lot of attention from random men, and he gets jealous, so I try to delete our comments before he see them. So you went on and took him by your boyfriend's house. Recently, I ran into an old acquaintance that just moved back home and asked me if he could keep in touch. I told him it's best to chat with me through DMs because my husband is crazy. So you took his crazy ass by your boyfriend's house. I'm just trying to read this letter as you wrote it. How don't nothing in this letter make no damn sense. Mm-hmm. He slid into my DMs daily with sweet messages and got to see me. And I went to his house for a glass of wine whenever I could.
What?
Y'all drink a lot of wine.
I just don't.
Then we started having sex. And he's a good lover. Everything was going smoothly until I left my phone on the couch by my husband by mistake one day. How you do that? You just said your husband was crazy. You gonna leave your phone around a crazy person? Here's the statement that I'm gonna make that I've never made. And I don't want nobody to get offended. I'm just gonna make this statement. This is not about all. So I just want to say that before I say it.
Please don't
email me or text me.
And you've never made this statement before?
I've never made this statement
in 20 years.
Ever. In 20 years
How
of
could have you said everything in 20 years?
Yes.
Listen to this statement right here.
Okay. What is it?
This a dumbass woman right here.
Oh, you've never made that statement ever. Ever.
You know, I usually give women a pass, but this one right here. This a dumbass woman right here.
Oh, God.
And I'm just going to say that. I don't know other way to put it. This ain't about all women. This ain't about nobody listening. Mm-hmm. This ain't about nobody in no similar circumstances.
I mean,
about this dumbass woman that then took her husband to her boyfriend's house. Yes. Now, if that ain't dumb, you tell me what it is. Because the show ain't bright.
I think people will agree with you on this one, Steve.
All right.
It's shocking, but I think...
Now, her boyfriend sent her a DM, and as you walk back into the room, my husband was reading it. Well, what he posted? Ain't he crazy?
Can he read?
Crazy people like to read.
Then, crazy people can read now.
Uh-huh.
Call me when you want to drop the stuff off. Mm-hmm. My husband asked, what stuff? I lied and said the message was about donating. Now, this is where you got kind of smart right here.
Yeah.
It was about donating old winter coats to the less fortunate. Okay, that was good.
But it didn't work.
My husband's crazy ass.
Right. Uh-huh.
He back to being crazy now. He paused for a minute. Then he went and got two of his old coats and said, come on, we going over there.
That was
I got two old coats right here. Because I got two old coats right here. Let's go.
I love that.
Tell him we on our way. Guess what she did?
Got in the car.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I called my boyfriend and asked for his address, and he was so confused.
Well, that's what her husband told her to do.
What? My husband drove, and when we got there, my boyfriend came outside. What? Y'all went to the right house?
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
You actually let that car go to the right house?
Yeah.
Do you know if I was taking my wife over my girlfriend's house, do you know we're not going to make it to this house?
Uh-uh. Yeah.
All kinds of detours.
Do you understand how many wrong turns I'm finna make?
Because
I'm going to run this car up into the damn telephone pole as hard as I can.
Oh,
I'm going to mess around and make the... But we're not going to this house.
No.
We're in an accident. I swear to God, we're in a car accident on the way. There's no way this house is making it to this house.
Wow.
You drove to the house. Your boyfriend came outside. I got so nervous, I just started crying. And my husband knew what was up.
With his crazy stuff.
And he said, with his crazy ass, I know you ain't bring me over your boyfriend's house. Now, I'm trying to figure out. I could not stop crying. Yes, you would have, because everybody would have been dead at that point. Everybody in this letter, you, him, everybody. I couldn't stop crying. One thing we learned, crying works.
Yes.
We left. My husband made me get off social media. I lied and said nothing sexual happened. How can I regain this husband's trust? Ain't no trust. Ain't no trust. You ain't finna regain no trust. Mm-mm. It's over. Mm-mm. It's over. He's stupid. Did he get a dude to coach? What happened?
It's a whole lot. Oh, yeah, you left that part out.
He came outside. You crying and stuff. Did he whoop his ass?
We got to go, Steve. Sports Talk with Junior coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances. Whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.